From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. On the eve of the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, North Korea staged a military parade, even as its athletes prepare to compete alongside South Koreans and sends a high-level delegation to the opening ceremonies. At the same time, Pyongyang ruled out talks with U.S. officials. That's not surprising to research fellow Go Myung-hyun of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
U.S. side has made it very clear from the beginning that didn't want to make Pyeongchang an opportunity for U.S. and North Korea to meet. The U.S. side is clearly worried about North Korea making Pyeongchang a stage for North Korea's propaganda campaign.
Vice President Mike Pence, now in South Korea to head the U.S. delegation, said earlier we'll have to see when asked about talks. Pence indicated the U.S. intends to keep up the pressure campaign to get North Korea to denuclearize. He spoke earlier in Japan.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted the dispute with the North over its nuclear and missile programs is firmly in the diplomatic lane. Meanwhile, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un's sister will visit South Korea and, along with the North Korean ceremonial leader, will meet President Moon Jae-in on Saturday. Deputy South African President Cyril Ramaphosa predicts a speedy resolution of President Jacob Zuma's exit from power, but political analyst Nsabisi Ntaliana cautioned Mr. Ramaphosa must work carefully.
Cyril is worried that if it looks like the ANC pushes him out, he might be disruptive, might mobilize an ethnic base, because he feels that he's been dealt with rather harshly.
This is VOA News. In Syria, more casualties reported in government strikes Thursday, with more than 30 civilians killed Wednesday in the rebel-held enclave of Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Rescuers known as White Helmets were seen rushing casualties to awaiting ambulances. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said nearly 400 people, about one-fourth of them children, have been killed in government operations since January 29. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate launched airstrikes on Syrian-backed forces Wednesday when they attacked elements of the rebel Syrian Democratic Forces, accompanied by U.S. advisors. A U.S. official is quoted as saying more than 100 were killed. Rescue workers continue pulling survivors and bodies from the wreckage of buildings that collapsed following a late Tuesday earthquake in Taiwan with a magnitude 6.4 that struck the city of Hualien. So far, at least 9 killed, more than 200 injured. Dozens are missing. The U.S. Wednesday said it's shifting combat and intelligence-gathering aircraft to Afghanistan, targeting Taliban insurgents. Major General James Hecker heads the NATO Air Command in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan has become CENTCOM's main effort, thanks to the recent successes in Iraq and Syria. This has allowed CENTCOM to shift more assets our way, which will significantly improve our ability to assist the Afghans.
Hecker said an air attack in the north targeted Taliban training facilities Tuesday with guided munitions. More than 300 child soldiers were released by armed groups in South Sudan. A small number of the estimated 19,000 believed to have been recruited over the past 5 years. The UN said the release of the 87 girls and 224 boys is a first step in a process that should see hundreds more released in coming weeks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday announced a coalition agreement with the left-of-center Social Democrats, ending months of political uncertainty. SPD leader Martin Schulz said with the agreement, Germany will return to an active and leading role in the European Union. As part of the deal, his party will take over the finance, foreign ministry, labor, justice, family and environment portfolios. Police in Bangladesh Thursday fired tear gas at supporters of opposition leader and former Prime Minister Khalida Zia, who was sentenced Thursday to 5 years in prison for embezzling funds meant for an orphanage. She has denied all the charges. Wednesday was a seesaw day of sorts on Wall Street following the wild gyrations of the previous two trading sessions. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index ended lower on Wednesday by about 20 points following an early surge. It now stands at 24,893. The Dow Jones lost nearly 1,200 points on Monday, but gained back nearly 570 on Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.